This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Elvia Osuna. Date of birth, February the 16th, 1960. Case ID number is 697-9435. Date of exam, March the 28th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 7/21/2023, and a functional report dated 10/26/23 and 12/8/2023. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old widowed female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she used to bag maize corn bags for distribution. She states that her job was seasonal and that she would work part-time approximately 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and she is not receiving disability benefits that she's been receiving for approximately 3 years now. Allegation number one, cerebral vascular accident of the right side with left hemiparesis. History of allegations, number one. The claimant states that in March of 2020, she presented herself to the emergency room in a hospital in Indiana where she was hospitalized for 5 days for having a right cerebral vascular accident. She states that she presented with left hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma, right eye blindness, comma, normal speech, comma, but change in mental status consisting of confusion and decreased memory. She denies any seizures or syncopal episodes at that time. Her residual symptoms include mild left hemiparesis, comma, and mild right decrease in eye vision. Her speech is normal and her mental status is fairly normal with mild decreased memory. And she denies any seizures, but did have a syncopal episode at one time. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 5 steps with a rail, comma, and she is able to ambulate without any assisted devices at this time. She does have a walker at home that she uses if she needs to, if she feels weak. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and dress herself, comma, and lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above her head. She is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams QD. She was diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident of the right side of the brain with mild left hemiparesis. She did have a status post left carotid endarterectomy secondary to blockage of the right carotid, which was causing decreased blood flow to her right side of her brain. The claimant is stable at this time, and most symptoms have resolved. The claimant states that she does minimal daily activities and states that she does very light housework, occasionally goes to the grocery store, and does some mild exercise at an adult center, and she plays bingo. She does have a provider who helps her clean around the house. Family history: her father died at the age of 91 from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and heart failure. Her mother died at the age of 64 from hypertension and cancer of the stomach. Medications: Irbesartan, 300 milligrams, half a tablet QD. Metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams QD. Rosuvastatin calcium, 20 milligrams QD. Clopidogrel bisulfate, 75 milligrams QD. Metoprolol succinic ER, 50 milligrams QD. Nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually every 5 minutes times 3 for chest pain, which she states that she's never had to use. Medical problems: diabetes mellitus without complications, history of right-sided cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis, and she's had a status post right carotid endarterectomy, urge incontinence, vitreous hemorrhage of the right eye, essential hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, anxiety disorder, peripheral artery disease, coronary artery disease with stable angina pectoris, and long-term current use of anticoagulants. The tank claimant has also had major surgeries consisting of a total hysterectomy, with oophorectomy in October 2000. She had a right vitreous hemorrhage treatment and a right eye bulbal surgery performed in June of 2023. The claimant has a history of a right wrist fracture with open reduction internal fixation in 2018. She's had a right carotid endarterectomy secondary to obstruction of the carotid internal carotid artery in March of 2020. Social history: the claimant has a history of smoking 4 cigarettes per day for 22 years. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 123 pounds, height 5 feet, 2.5 inches tall, BP 121 over 60 mmHg, heart rate 64 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 23, general. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerorectus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The right eye fundi appears to be blurred. and the left eye appears to be normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing a few teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were mildly abnormal. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal, especially for the right side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. OS is 20 over 200, uncorrected. Pinhole is 20 over 70, corrected is 20 over 40. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200, and binocular corrected is 20 over 40. Could you please drop down to the neck after the last sentence? There is a 6-centimeter right vertical scar where the claimant had a carotid, internal carotid endarterectomy for obstruction of the internal carotid artery, which appears to be well healed. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was mildly decreased. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular? Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, but decreased sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to mild decreased balance. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices. Neurological. Grip strength is +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left hand. And the claimant is able to oppose fingers, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a right-sided internal carotid endarterectomy secondary to blockage of the internal carotid artery causing a small cerebral vascular accident on the right side with mild left hemiparesis. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength on the left side at plus 5 over 5 and plus 3 over 5 on the right side, secondary to a fracture of the right wrist in the past. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right hand. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in her visual fields and her visual acuity, especially for the left side, secondary to retinal hemorrhage. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a very mild left upper and lower hemiparesis and right eye decreased vision. The claimant is pending another surgery for her right eye within a couple of weeks. Probable diagnosis, number one, right cerebral vascular accident with mild left hemiparesis. Confirm with medical records and physical exam. Her symptoms appear to be resolving somewhat. She does have decreased vision of the right eye, but physical exam appeared to be grossly normal. The claimant does have some problems with her right wrist secondary to a fracture that caused her to have decreased strength of her grip, plus 3 over 5 for the right side. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Elvia Osuna.